Greetings to the congregation. We're thankful we have been a week of rest with our visiting our families. Now I have returned to worship. Very glad to see all of you here today. And President, when he returned, then she said, it's nice to be home. All of us will be in our home today. I would like with you to think about a issue in our life. The Lord can be understand each one of us. Of our mistake, He creates opportunity for us to have the opportunity to repent and change. But any a repentance could be too late or not. A key verse that we have read. We don't have enough time to read the Joshua chapter 7 and 8. And if you go home, please read Joshua, these two chapters, so we can see the Lord want us to face a battle. That in that battle, the Lord said, if you do not destroy any devoted things among you, I will not be with you. This is a reminder, a very serious for you and me. The congregation, there's a story that is very familiar with you. There is a wife of a farm saw a mouse, and so she went out and bought a mouse trap. And the mouse saw the mouse trap, and he went outside and said, it is a one mouse trap. And he saw the chicken. Hey, chicken. The wife just bought a mouse trap, and the chicken said, the mouse trap has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to pay attention to you. And then the mouse run to the pig. Hey, the wife of a farmer bought a mouse trap, and the pig said, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I just want to pray for you, mouse. And the mouse said to the cow, there is a mouse trap that was just bought. The cow said, nothing nature to me. And that night, when she was prepared to her, and then the mouse trap went up, and she went down, and he went into the there and put her hands near the trap. But suddenly, a snake got caught in that mouse trap. And so when she extended her hand, she got snake bite. And because of this very poisonous snake, she had to go to the hospital. And from the hospital, and she was having a high fever. And the best thing is to make a chicken soup. So the husband took the chicken and made porridge. And so after not seeing the wife, many guests come to take care of this wife. So this man, to pay tribute, he took the pig and killed the pig and make a meal for the ring. But the poisonous snake, the poison, and she passed away because of this one. And everybody gathered to this farmer to pay tribute, to pay respect to all his friends and relatives who come. He had to kill the cow to make a meal for everyone there. This story let us see that everything, it just started from a mouse trap in that story. And maybe something is very small up there in this too. Maybe some of us is not going to the church very soon. But we are not too concerned. And some of us maybe has some battle against the spiritual warfare that they have fallen with. But we're not concerned. I'm only concerned about myself, but we have to learn. Not, this is happening. Some other would not affect us. No, it does. We are in the house of the Lord, in the body of Christ. Each one of a rock building up the body of Christ. And each one of us has a body of Christ. And the part of this body is saved. The rest of the body is saved. We will think about what happened in the recorded in Joshua chapter 7 and 8. What would that remind us today about a person who repented but is too late? Only because those devoted things have still remained in the kitchen. If you do not destroy what you had to destroy, I will not be with you. Let's pray for guidance.
Dear
our Heavenly Father, our hearts are thankful because of your great love to love each one of us, save us, and brought us into your body of Christ. We can participate in your glorious work. We become your children. We become part of your body of Christ, that you are the head of the church. Leading us. May we hear your voice now. Because many things we have heard again and again, but sometimes we do not change. We still continue to live in this sinful condition. We still continue to be repent in too late that we may get this consequence. May you lead us today in your word, not just only strength in faith to fight against Satan, but we also hear reminding your voice up to us. There are those who are around us. We live up this hour. May the Holy Spirit teach us to be with my words to bring in encouragement to the body of Christ here. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The congregation, we have learned of Joshua who led and defeated Jericho. They came into Jericho and the Jericho fell down, not because of their ability of the army of Israel, but by the glory, the power of God. The Lord has promised the Israel from the Old Testament, from the ancestor of Israel, which is Abraham. And after Egypt, they will come into the promised land. And the Lord has
prepared.
Though many, we pray the Lord. And during the goodness, the Lord continued to keep promise. And that the descendant of Abraham will come into the promised land. They crossed the Jordan River during time the high rise of the river, the high tide, but the Lord can parted the water for them to cross over the Jordan River. They were facing a very strong town because they were built very robust. But the wall of Jericho fell down so that the Israelites can overcome the people there. And they said, when you come into this land, you have to destroy every single thing of this town. Once your life and mine relate to the Lord, He asks us, whatever our desire of the flesh must be destroyed. And the Lord does not accept anything of our own desire. Still continue to live lovingly. If you do not destroy anything, anything destroyable, then I will not be with you. The Lord said that to the people of Israel in the Old Testament on Joshua 7. They crossed the Jordan River, and they came in the town of Jericho with victory, not by them, but by the Lord, by the hand of God. And this story we read, they were facing a situation. They were facing a small town of Ehi, but they failed to conquer. Joshua sent people to investigate how Ehi fell. In chapter 7, we see that there are two spies, and they returned in verse 3. They said to Joshua, "We don't have to bring everybody, only 3,000 soldiers." The spy reported, "These two spies did not understand the situation, did not understand their role of the battle, how important it was to fight. They only looked at a few people in the head. They thought only a few thousand that can defeat this small town. And the report not standard has caused failure to the Israel people. There are 3,000 come into the battle. In verse 4, the Ahi, they killed 3,000 people. Why did they can defeat Jericho? But only a small town of Ahi, they could not conquer it. And 36 Israelite soldiers died. The Lord's anger burned against Israel. Failure because the Lord's anger burned against the people of Israel. Why the Lord's anger here? It was Heber, Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zimri, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the devoted things. And so the Lord anger burns against Israel. When coming into Jericho, the Lord, everything must be destroyed. But Achan has retained a beautiful robe from Babylonia. He kept a few silver, about 200 shekels of silver. And he kept some bar of gold weighing 50 shekels. Took all of them, hid into his tent. Achan thought that after the battle, all of that will belong to him. Nobody can know. And then when come into the peaceful time, he can take them out and use it. Sins of Achan has affected the whole people of Israel. And the first thing we know that sin can affect each other. Sin of one person, the sin of Achan, that Israel, God would say, "I have sinned." But the Lord said, "Israel has committed sin." In verse 11, we say, "Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen. They have lied. They have put them with their own possession." Who did that? Only Achan. But why did the Lord say Israel has sinned? Because Achan is a part of the Israelite people. We can see that sin, if each one of us will affect each other. Our disobedience of one person will affect the church. It's a hurt too. Cause the whole mouth to hurt. A sinner will affect the whole congregation. Have come into Jericho, and that means a boon. It could be the fragrance, meaning, and because in Jericho, they are making lots of bread. Famous for making bread. And so when we walk through, they walk through the snails and fish of bread. And this is why they name it Jericho. It means the moon. And so it's like the moon is coming to earth. Jericho is a fragrance, and they have been blessed. The Lord gave Jericho into the hand of the Israelite people. But now they have a problem. Ehi. Ehi is something to be meant, also called destruction. And all this has violated the commandment everything in Jericho must be destroyed. But there is one who disobeyed the Lord to keep part of the devoted things in Jericho for himself. And that leads to the destruction. If they did not change, they could not advance anymore. They are stuck. If you do not destroy anything of this devoted thing, I will not be with you. They will be, the Israel will stop if the Lord does not arise. A successful, it doesn't mean we continue to be successful afterward. Somebody say, if we fail, it doesn't mean that they will always fail. The problem is that, do we have the Lord with us or not? 2 weeks ago, we learned about from David in Psalm, in 56. David said, the enemy will turn back when I call for help. By this, I will know that God is for me. There's only one important thing. Is God with us? Then the enemy will turn back. But if the Lord is not with us, what happened? Different edition. Anything that the Lord wants us to destroy in our lives. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31. Then this one thing, Paul, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Why we are anger and bitterness? Because we're not satisfied. Why are we raging and have anger? Because we have no self-control. Why do we brawl and slander? Because of our self-pity. Why do we complain? Why are we angry? Why should we, because of our pride. Why do we have some malice? Because our evil desire is still in us. And the Lord, we have to destroy all of that. Get rid of that. Do we think that ourselves has to destroy all of this bitterness? Have we get rid of our rage and anger? The slander, the malice within. Or somewhere in there is these things still remaining in ourselves that we have not gotten rid of. And all of that has not been left, and I will not be with you. The story in the summer of 1986, two ships collided in the Black Sea off the coast of Russia. Hundreds of passengers died as they were hurled into the icy waters below. News of the disaster was further darkened when an investigation revealed the cause of the accident. It wasn't a technology problem like radar malfunction or even thick fog. The cause was human stubbornness. Each captain was aware of the other ship's presence nearby. Both could have steered clear, but according to the news report, neither captain wanted to give way to the other. So they did not give in. Each was too proud to yield first. By the time they came to their senses, it was too late. Hundreds of passengers died because of the pride of the captain on each ship, not giving in. Devil is someone who are using our design is to tempt us. We have been designed. I have my own design. You do have a certain. Each one of us, each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enters Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Therefore, those are sinful desires. And it caused the greed in us to grow. And cause sins in us. And then the Lord cannot stand sins. If a father, a drunken father, will make the family suffer, if in a careless driver will cause somebody to have an accident, if a worker is irresponsible, will affect the overall work of the company. The same sin of a person will affect others in the church. And we are reminded by the word. If today we do not study the word of God, if we do not go and worship the Lord, and all of that will cause some others to be affected. And at least to our people closest to us, it will affect them if one of us sin. And first thing we have to see, when the Lord went to remind us, all these things must be destroyed, must be destroyed from our own desire of the flesh. We obedience. And our sin will affect others, especially those in our family. The second point, that is, sins cannot be hidden. Joshua is being grieved because of failure. Why did you can bring us across Jordan, and then we now under attack? So he asked the word, why the Israel has failed against a what is God? What did God do to make his name known? The only issue because of Achan. And in verse 11 and 12, you have to recognize that you are Israel has sinned, did not keep the covenant which I commanded to them. Achan steal a beautiful robe, stole some silver and gold. Nobody seen, but nothing can be hidden from God. Though what Achan brings is not worth with all in the possession river, but it is an issue that the Lord forbid them to do. The Lord is to see a black end on a black rock in the night. But also the Lord can see more than that. And when the Lord saw all that, the first thing that God condemned the sinful actions. Israel has sinned to stolen, to lie, because of their action and to hide their possession of the devoted things. But action is part of the body of Israel. The grief of Asian will cause grief to the rest of the people of Israel. It will affect the whole people of Israel. Israel is sin in verse 11. Do you think that a person's sin could affect the whole church? The congregation. Because we have the same, in the same body. Let's think about this. We cannot hide our sin. Achan has hidden the sin. And then he was discovered, and it is counted as the sin of the Israel. Each of us has a position before the Lord. And anyone must be responsible for their own action if we did not obey the Lord and fulfill our responsibilities. The way that the devil that we Achan into sin, it's just a way. The devil lead us to sin. In verse 21, Achan said, when I saw the plunder of beautiful robe, of Balmon, this is what you have done. When I saw the ponder a beautiful road of Babylonia, the first thing is the devil used the eyes of Achan to look at this beautiful road. Yes, the devil can use our eyes to look something in this world, that our ears can hear something that feel comfortable. The devil attack, just like the devil attacked Achan. He saw 200 shekels of silver, and his greed was led to take it. Whatever we hear, whatever we see in this world, the devil will affect us, will tempt us with attention, and took in the gold and the silver for himself. And the devil will attack us that way, and finally, and then Achan hit those things. Any one of us does not want anyone to know our sin? No. And our tendency, when we sin, we cover it. And anyone can not know is better for us. We will continue to hide. But the principle of when we are, have to repent. So the devil will also affect us, just like the way the devil affected Achan. The devil will continue to deceive by the eyes, by the ears, by our desire, the heart. I have to satisfy my desire first. And that's how Satan tempted us. And then we hide our sin. And so, God condemned this action. Israel has sinned. He condemned sin in us. And he declared the consequence in verse 12. That is why Israel cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. It's not just God, if not love. Because one thing that they kept those forbidding things, they ran away from the enemies because they did not obey the commands of the Lord, because the Lord is not with them. They have the ability, they have the strength in the army, but the mistake is that. And because of that, the Lord's anger burned against them, for they forfeited and did not keep the commandment of the Lord. In verse 13, you cannot fight the enemy until you get rid of those things. If any of the anger and grief that we thought evil from ourselves, the Lord, we cannot fight the devil if we still keep these things inside ourselves. Anger, grief, malice, horrible. We have the privilege, when I pray, that the enemies will receive. David said, this is a promise. The Lord will be with us. But we remember the principle to receive this promise. We know, because we know that the Lord is with us. If we do not get rid of all these things, the Lord cannot be with us when sin is still in us. Our sinful desire is still in us. Then we will not be able to fight the enemy. The success comes from the Lord when we devote it to Him. So why did God so intensely focus only ancient sin, and the rest of Israel has affected, suffered like that? Because the Lord is so pure, is holy. He cannot stand sin. He cannot meet with sin. He cannot look at sin. For any sin for me, and that the Lord will be angry against the whole church. And so if we sin, our sin will affect the whole church. Also, like the Lord. So, be holy because I am holy. The Lord want us to be holy. And the third point, because the Lord hates sin, in verse 12c, if you do not destroy all the devoted things, I will not be with you any longer. The congregation, in all of our mistakes, the Lord wants to help us. The Lord wants to help us, Israel, but he could not do it until all the devoted things must be destroyed. The Lord wants us to help us, but he demands us. And the key verse today is that I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction. Friendless is someone who is very good with the piano. There's one day, there's a lady, a piano, and she wants to make a business, and she make an advertisement. In this day and that time, there will be a student, a friendless, will play in this theater. But she made that as a fault, that when the student, a friendless, very famous pianist. So he sold many tickets, and everyone to hear the student, a friendless. And then this lady was surprised. And when she saw the ticket, friendless bought the ticket to come. And then, and we saw friendless, they said, friendless is here. The student of friendless will play, to give a concert. And so they rumors, everybody come. And she recognized her mistake, her liar. She's not a student of friendless, but she lung on her advertisement so that she can make and sell a lot of tickets for the concert. A few days before the concert. And finally, this lady came to friendless and repented that she had lied, that she was a student of friendless. And so she confided to friendless that, and friendless said, no, why don't you play for me? So she played friendless, but she wasn't a student. She does not have the techniques of friendless, but friendless show her the right technique, some things that nobody can show her, but friendless himself. And finally, friendless, you continue to give the concert as you advertise. You can play according what I have taught you, and I will finally appear and play the final piece. And friendless had made her dream from a lying advertisement into a truth. So friendless will also appear to play the final piece. How wonderful that was. The Lord, when Israel will come into the promised land, and he showed them in verse 8, that do not think of anything. The Lord explained the reason why they failed, because as Israel has sinned, but Jesus, they will to a strategy to defeat the enemy people in chapter 8. Joshua took 30,000. And everyone to say a strategy, and then all of them will be directed to invite the armies to go out of their town to a chase of Joshua, and then the rest will come in and burn down the town of Ai. The congregation, all of the Ahli is only 12,000 people. Also, before that, the Israel only need 3,000, but now they did not use their own intellect, their own knowledge, but they obeyed the Lord. Use 30,000 people, soldier Israel. 30,000 soldier to fight against 12,000 army and the rest and Joshua. And then that strategy worked. Obey the will of the Lord. They overcome. They have victory. But the Lord only helped when they destroy all the devoted things amongst them. They just hid all those possessions that he kept for himself. Actually, and all that belongs to me has must be destroyed. In verse 15, whoever cuts will be destroyed in fire with all those devoted things along with them. So this is a very serious punishment. It will be punished in fire because the sin has committed against the covenant of the Lord. And the consequence that Achan and his family were destroyed. In Ephesians chapter 6:13, to take up the whole armor of the Lord to fight. It's not that only a few weapons, the entire weapons of the Lord. In our battle, small or big, we have to use all of our weapons the Lord gave to fight against the devil. And so, the Lord will fight for us. He will fight with us. Joshua, the first thing that we must be, if you do not destroy the things that are destruction from your midst, the Lord will not be there. There are many things that we must remove from our own self. Bitterness, sadness, anger, malice, complaining, cursing, evil. Isaiah said, surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, Isaiah said, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. May the Lord help us. The third point, that terrible consequence of sin. The terrible consequence of Achan hidden in the robe and silver and gold has caused him and his family and his possession destroyed. In verse 25, then Joshua, in verse 25, we read, why have you brought this trouble on us? As of Achan, the Lord will bring trouble on you. Then all Israel stoned him, and after they had stoned the rest, they burned them. Let's think about this. Did Achan repent? Yes. In verse 21, I have sinned, and this is what I have done. And he repented. It is true, I have sinned against the Lord. Achan replied, the God of Israel, this is what I have done. I spoke, and I have hidden all the ground in my tent with the silver. And Achan recognized that he has sinned against him. But why did Achan receive the consequence? But not only Achan, but his family has been destroyed and burned in the fire. And let's think about this. When God told to Joshua, and so he told Joshua, the verse 16, in the morning, Joshua gathered everybody and everybody who in this this promise is about 2 million people across the Jordan. Imagine 2 million. How long does it the crowd cross over to into Joshua? In the morning, that all the 12 tribes of Israel passed through him. Judah has been selected. And then he said, Judah will be first. And the Lord, who will follow Judah? How much time did it take to, then afterward, which family in Judah in that tribe has sinned? And in that sin has passed through that the Lord will point out that who in the family has committed sin. And from, we imagine, 2 million people and thousands will pass through. And then the rest of Judah, how many of that? How much time did it take? Is it enough time for Achan to repent? Yes. Did Achan repent? Did he repent of his sin? No. Achan, when everything has been found out, he is investigated and he is found to be sinful. Then he repent. That would be too late. The repenting must be before the punishment, before he was condemned. That's too late. So the Lord has been to get rid of us all that must be destroyed. And if we do not repent within the time of conviction, well, it's too late. All of that must be destroyed right now. And one thing here, in verse 24, then Joshua together with all Israel took Achan son of Zerah, the silver, the rope, the gold bar, his son and daughter, his cattle. The wife is not mentioned. Maybe his wife has died before. This time, the second option, the situation, his wife. Why did the son and daughter must be stoned? How is it that the wife is not mentioned? Because the action of hiding from the sewer and all those who saw him hit those things like his own tent. So when God judges, God punishes righteously in Romans. And all, now that we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under me, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. The wife wasn't a part of this action because she did not know about Achan's action. But these children, the son and daughter of Achan, knew of his action. And so that's why his son and daughter got punished along with him because they did not report. So God, when he punished sin, he is very righteous that we could not have nothing to say when God carried out his action. And so let's not despise what the Lord commands for us to do. When God called us to destroy our sinful nature, the way we treat other people and the way we think must be destroyed when they are not pleasing to God. Dear congregation, if the Lord is with us, who can be against us? Who can be against us when the Lord is with us? But if the Lord is not with us, what happens? We will be destroyed. We destroy ourselves. maybe we have heard so many times the word of God, but let's make a decision for ourselves. In July 17, 1976, there are many use in airplanes in the airport of on TV Uganda, and there on that plane they kept 103 prisoners, Jewish. And so they sent a very special force to the airport to rescue 123 prisoners there. They could not know what to do. But because all these terrorists had the guns, 103 under the guns of the terrorists. How do they rescue this then? And finally, and this special force, they talk about each other among Israel. They will use Hebrew to talk about Hebrew. Every Hebrew has to lie down. And this strategy caused all the Jewish to lie down. And they appeared, everybody on the Jewish in Hebrew, and all the Jewish lie down. And then they shoot and shoot and shoot. Shoot onto airplane. All of the terrorists die. And there are three Israel died. The reason the three Israel died, two of them, they heard, they understood, but they didn't believe. They did not lie down. They lowered themselves, and so they were standing with the terrorists, and so they were killed. The third person died. But he raised up to see what's happening, and then he got a bullet in his head, and he died. Maybe the word of God to tell us is very simple, but we are reminded by the word to be obedient to the word. Do not just merely listen and deceive ourselves. With the Lord in this story, in our lives, to be obedient to God's command, we have to make a decision to get rid of all our sinful desires, that we can hear the voice of God. If you do not destroy of all that is destruction within you, the Lord will not be with you. That's a key verse. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction. May the Lord bless you. Let's read the key verse. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction. Dear Lord, we are thankful because when you are with us, there's no one against us. Whenever we pray, our enemies will turn back. Though our enemy is the devil, like a roaring lion, looking for anyone who can invite. But the Lord gave us the command, when we pray, then the evil ones will back out. We have been deceived by the evil spirit, like agent, that our greed is still in us. And we have been tempted of those we hear, those are things of this world, those things that we wish that we have in this world. Oh, dear Lord, we do not get rid of those desires that are not pleasing to yours. May we understand that our sin can bring a great consequence to our family, to our children. Remind us that a wrong decision will cause the word of the Lord to stop, because each one of us is part of your body. Because you have loved and accept us, may you be obedient to you. May you help us. Do not despise those that we reminded over and over again by your word, Lord. But we continue to sin against you. May we not repent too late. because we continue to look into this world for our desire. That the devil is using our desire of this world to tempt us, to make us fall. May we hear your voice this morning, Lord, so that we be obedient to the Lord, so that we cannot be seen by the devil. So that, O Lord, continue to be with us and lead us for the rest of our life until the time we will see you. We are thankful all of this reckoning that you have reminded us this morning. We are thankful, Lord. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.